We got Mike and Mike from Mike, Mike, and Oscar, the right. podcast. Hey. They're big time movie guys. Who loves movies? Well, we all do.
Yeah, of course.
And I can't wait to ask them. And I guess we could do this without the headphones right
now. Sure, why
not? Yeah, we're here.
If the Oscars get it right, who gets nominated? Which movies get nominated for Best Picture?
Oh, we're going to have a big six for sure. We got Wicked and Conclave, I think, are...
Are they really worthy of Best Picture?
They never are, though. We have a love-hate relationship.
Yes, yeah. All right, so what are we doing now? Are you doing what you think is going to get picked or what should get picked?
What should get picked is Nosferatu. That's one of the best movies of the year, the remake of the vampire movie.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's like a gothic horror.
Awesome.
It's great. And Robert Eggers did a fantastic job. It looks great. It's a cool movie, and it speaks, I think, any generation.
Can't pronounce it. Nosferatu.
Well, we'll get picked.
Nosferatu.
You got to say it with a big mustache, too.
Okay.
Well, we'll get picked as Emilia Perez in The Brutalist. Yeah. And a complete unknown is involved, though. I mean, you have the Dylan movie that's going to surge in lately.
Oscar.
It's a flat year, guys. So it's one of those fun years for us where we can kind of put on our tinfoil hats. And it's a fun year for us again because we love and hate these things,
right?
Right.
Like permission to everybody to do so.
Yeah,
go and find your movies.
That's what we try. Like again, we try to take the stuffiness out of it because what you're saying is exactly what happens every year. Like yeah. It's these movies that are inaccessible that people. I'm sorry, The Brutalist is going to be up there and might win Best Picture, and it's you just can't. You can't watch it.
Being brutal now.
That was the synopsis.
Nice. The snore got me.
4-hour movie about architecture.
Yeah.
Oh, jeez.
Here's your Oscar.
Yeah. I'll watch the insurance seminar first.
Yeah, right. That'd be
watch
more
that
entertaining.
One. That was really great.
Yeah, what happened? Most talent's just gone to streaming. Is that what happened?
Somewhat. I think Netflix has got a big purse, but they also acquire a lot of indie films, too, which is fun. And when the Oscars are right, I think you got a lot of big-budget movies vying against a lot of... cool indie movies from some inspired artists. So that's happening this year, too.
Okay, so name like 4 movies. If they get it right, it'll be these 4 movies nominated. Nosferatu.
You got to say it with a deep voice, but
Nosferatu.
That's right.
We like the horror movies. We like The Substance.
Yeah, so if The Substance is nominated for Best Picture, that'll be like a huge step forward for the Academy because that movie would never get nominated like 10, 15 years ago.
I'm going to try to watch that tonight or this weekend.
I think you'll like it. I mean, it's not an Oscars movie at all, so that's cool.
We're going to find out a lot about you based on whether or not you like The Substance.
Yes, right. So I hear that you either love this movie or you hate this movie.
The ending especially. Not to ruin anything for you, but you go for a ride with the ending.
Okay. Is it a scary movie? Is this one?
The Substance?
Yeah.
Ruth? A little bit.
It's scary. Defined as it's more of a body horror movie.
Oh.
So it's more like, oh, that's kind of gross than oh my God, that's scary.
Oh. It's okay. Death Becomes Her meets The Fly. Were you afraid of The Fly?
Yes.
My favorite movie of the year. Love it.
Wow. That's your favorite?
Oh, yeah.
We like The Substance.
Yeah. And she's probably going to win Best Actress for that, Demi Moore. Mm. Last time we were here talking about the Golden Globes, the speech she gave. That's the type of stuff that matters with award season. She's probably just going to coast into it. And she deserves it, too. She's great in that movie.
Who's hosting the Oscars?
Conan.
Yeah, Conan O'Brien. Yeah.
Oh, he'll be good.
Yeah, he will.
Yeah.
Especially, you know, dealing with everything LA is going through with the wildfires and all that.
Yeah,
you need that.
Right.
Somebody that's a professional host to bring levity to that kind of situation.
He's not tied to a network anymore.
Right,
you know?
He can say whatever he wants.
He could do a little bit more than he could before.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
Podcaster.
Yeah, right.
His podcast is great, too,
love
by
it
the way.
Love it is.
It's really great. All right, so The Substance. What else?
I think A Complete Unknown would be a cool pick. And I think it's actually doing well right now in the precursor stuff. I mean, did you see it?
No.
He's really Chalamet's really good as Dylan. The movie's got some like, come on to it.
Yeah,
but they all do anyway.
They all do.
Yeah. So you got to kind of swallow that with it. But I thought overall it was a good movie and a good depiction of Dylan. And nobody should try to mimic Dylan. Nobody should play Dylan. That's like just like nobody should play Freddie Mercury. But if you're gonna do it, I think he did as good a job as someone could.
Nice.
Yeah. I understood Jamie Foxx winning for Ray.
Right.
That was, he became Ray Charles.
Right, exactly.
This, I look at it, I'm like, you're a guy playing Bob Dylan.
Nobody. Who could
I wasn't convinced.
Yeah, who could be Dylan? You know what I mean?
Who could be Ray Charles? He did it.
That's true.
It was possible. Yeah. He pulled it off.
That's true. Yeah.
Isn't he going to be Bruce Springsteen in the?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, not Jeremy Allen White.
Oh, Jeremy Allen White. There we go.
Yeah, playing Springsteen.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That'll be something.
I haven't even seen Bob Dylan recently. Is he still up and about?
Yeah.
He produced it.
He was involved with it, and I saw him in concert a couple of years ago. It was
It's tough.
Yeah.
It's not
not Bob Dylan. Yeah, it's not what you remember.
It's not what you remember.
Yeah. Every now and then you're
okay. Woo! So we're talking about Oscar movies, and if the Oscars get it right tomorrow, they announce the nominations.
Gotcha. Mm.
So if they get it right, The Substance, A Complete Unknown. What else?
Anora's fun. We're recommending all of the wild movies too,
which is that's how it should be. Like these
that's
are
how
the
it
best.
Should be.
Yeah, these, right. Those are the most fun experiences watching a movie this year, and Anora is one of them, certainly.
Like my mother's listening and she's cringing right now.
Where's the wick?
Can we get your mother on to see what her picks are?
Mine's been for years.
And does she watch the Magnolia Channel?
She watches all those channels.
Thanks to Bill's stuff.
Yeah.
Hi, Mom.
Okay, so you talked about the movies that should get nominated. What do you think will get nominated?
Yeah, Emilia Perez could get up to 14 nominations.
Yeah, that's the one, right?
Yeah. Yeah, that's probably going to end up leading in nods.
And that's weird. It's, drugs and different language and musical all in one blender.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. It's one of the, it's Netflix's Pride and Joy this year. It's the one they've promoted the most, and they've done a good job promoting it, and the four lead women involved with it. Selena Gomez is one of them. Carla Maria Gascon. Sophia Gascon is probably going to be up for lead actress. So they put all their stuff behind that. It's a very polarizing movie, too. A lot of people love it. A lot of people hate it.
There's vigorous dancing that Mike objects to. They really go for it.
Yeah,
interpretive
Zoe
dance.
Sometime. Yeah, she's really going for it. God bless her.
Mike's against that.
Vigorous.
I could do it better is my problem.
Okay.
It's just pure jealousy that she got the role.
More vigorous.
Right. Yeah.
A lot of hand movement.
All right. Well, we all watched Cats. The movie,
right?
I know.
Oh,
I know, because we're stupid.
Oh,
but,
that hurt.
We're just doing like a bad movie club, and we were like, all right, let's start with the worst movie.
That's a great pick to start with.
And you know,
Cats.
The dancing in that movie, I'm like, wow, you could do stops and retakes, and I'm not impressed.
Yeah.
So was the dancing in this movie you're talking about better?
Yeah, I mean, she slightly, I guess. The Cats movie is such like it's. It's Hall of Fame awful. And they actually interviewed the director the day of the debut. And he was like, I was still up this morning cutting this movie. So please don't hold it against me.
Oh, wow.
Well, yeah. Like he was trying to back away from it at its debut.
Wow.
Unbelievable movie.
You take his name out.
But why is it getting all the buzz? Because of...
Emilia Perez?
No. Why do you think it's going to win so many awards?
I went to the Woodstock Film Festival and I'm walking out. Walking out, every single person there was like five stars, voting for it for the audience award.
And you didn't get it.
Old, young.
Yeah, Mike and I are like, B minus.
We like it.
Yeah, it's fine.
It's from Jacques Audiard, a French filmmaker, making a film with a Mexican cast for Netflix. Like you said, genre bender, which is cool. So for him to weave that line, and it's fun, and it has a whopper of an ending. So.
Is it fun? It doesn't sound fun. Like, I don't want to read. That's not fun to me.
That's why I went to the movies.
If I want to read, I'll get a book.
Yeah.
You get distracted from the reading by the vigorous hand movements.
Right.
It's like when I talk,
but
I'm
you
Italian.
Miss stuff. If you look at the screen, like, were they really good acting?
Yeah.
Because you're reading.
Yeah.
You don't see their facial expression.
Yeah.
You just assume, wow, they're really acting pretty good.
Yeah.
I don't know what they're really saying.
I don't want to read, and I don't want to learn anything. That's why.
It's a blanket statement.
We're not here to read or learn.
I think we all have ADHD.
Guys, Deadpool and Wolverine is
that's
the movie of the year.
Exactly.
Yes.
We love it. Actually, no joking, that's like one of our highest rated of the year.
I got to tell you, there are multiple funny scenes, but that scene of the fight in the minivan.
Oh, God.
Oh, yeah. It's great.
Put to the music.
Yeah.
I just haven't laughed that hard at a movie in decades. That scene was so damn funny.
The Eric Carmen scene where the dog comes out of the portal and that Eric Carmen song is playing. It's in slow motion. That's like one of the funniest scenes in the last 5 years I've seen.
Wow. Yeah.
When I saw the first one, I'm like, they're never going to make a better one. And they just keep making better ones.
Yep.
They keep getting better.
Surprise.
Yeah.
And it's a metaphor for Mike, and Oscar.
Best picture. You think North Dakota? The Substance? Yeah, no. A Complete Unknown should be, right? The
Nosferatu.
And you think The Substance should be, but probably won't be?
It's not going to contend, but it's going to get 4 or 5 nominations.
Look, she's going to win. And her winning lead actress should be enough to get it in the Best Picture category, I think.
Prop it up.
Huh. Now, here are the top box office movies from 2024.
Okay.
Number one, Inside Out 2.
Mm. Oh.
Not good great.
Movie. Kids movie. Take the family.
A sports movie.
I would call number one.
Deadpool and Wolverine.
Oh, nice.
Great movie.
See?
Great
what do you movie. Think that'll get some nominations?
Sound and VFX, maybe. Yeah. But otherwise, the world is askew.
It's what they always do with the big blockbusters that make money. The money is your Oscar when it comes to the Oscars a lot
right.
of times.
So unless
your
Avatar.
Costume.
Unless your Avatar, yeah. Yeah, it might be like costume. Sound.
Mm. Yeah. Mona 2.
I knew her.
Moana.
Despicable Me 4.
Uh-huh. All family movies, yeah.
Dune Part 2.
Oh, good.
Mike's favorite movie.
Just go out to Arizona and run a camera for 3 hours. There's Dune.
You know, we haven't found an original movie in this list yet.
No.
This is why they make the same.
This is true.
The sequels.
Yep, they're lazy.
Yeah. Wicked.
Yeah.
It's just, you know,
oldest
it's a variation
world.
Of Wizard of Oz.
Yeah, 1934.
Mm-hmm. Mufasa, The Lion King.
Right.
Variation.
Yep.
Godzilla. Right. Kung Fu Panda 4.
Seriously?
In Venom, The Last Dance. The top 10 worldwide blockbuster movies, all just remakes or variations.
All we do is,
continuations.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Not one original idea in the top 10.
It's amazing, isn't it?
I mean, originals, they are a higher threshold, obviously, and the adapted ones, obviously the comic movies, that's what usually does well anyway as far as box office goes. An original should get celebrated more at the Oscars, and that's, I guess, why you have the push for, like, the Emilia Perez's and that type of stuff. That's
probably it.
Yeah.
Do you think because of the writer's strike, there's just a lack of new original movies that came out in the past couple of years because of that?
The entire industry has just been risk averse.
Yeah.
And everything's pulling more into big budget movies. So your $200 million movie needs to make $1 billion for the shareholders kind of thing. So we can get a little cynical about these things.
Damn.
We need another Quentin Tarantino.
Yeah.
Somebody with $40,000 and a camera and a great idea.
Yep.
We need movie stars, too. I mean, think of all the top-tier movie stars that are, like, A1 and famous, right? Tom Cruise, Tom Hanks. It's all the guys that have done this since the 80s.
Yeah. The same
like, there's
people.
No bankable new movie.
Yeah.
Maybe Chalamet, but
that's freshen right things now. Up a little bit.
You know, it's funny. When you move out of the top 10 worldwide box office, number 11, Gladiator 2.
Ah.
Not an original idea.
Mm-hmm. Nope.
Beetlejuice. Sonic the Hedgehog 3.
Yeah.
Bad Boys, Ride or Die.
Yep.
We're at 15 movies now.
Yeah. Right.
And we still, Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes, that's 15th.
Amazing.
Worldwide box office. Still haven't found an original idea.
Nothing.
Number 16, Twisters.
Again.
I saw that movie. I liked it.
Did you?
It wasn't great. Okay. You know, but.
Good time.
It is what it, you know what it is. Yeah. Just things are going to be flying around. And
Cow.
Yeah. Country music we like.
Yep.
Yeah, exactly. Number 17, It Ends With Us. That's an original movie.
Oh, wow.
Oh, that was the Blake Lively movie?
It's adapted from a book. And I mean, there's a whole legal world of drama that's fallen out from that, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got sucked in. TikTok sucked me into that.
Did it?
Yeah. I didn't really think, you know, I'm not interested in movie kind of gossip.
Yeah.
But who doesn't like Ryan Reynolds and Blake Lively?
Right.
Yeah, two people who seem like,
fun folks.
An A couple that everybody likes.
Exactly, yeah.
And then all of a sudden this lawsuit, and she says, this guy's a bad dude. And then you're like, wow, this guy's a bad dude. And then all of a sudden he comes back and goes, oh, no. Right. She's a nightmare.
Watch this.
Yeah.
I've got bigger yet.
I can't imagine willingly going into legal battle against a guy as tied in and as valued right now as Ryan Reynolds is, though. Mm. That's got to be.
Yeah, he's a sweetheart.
That's a settled. They're going to settle this. This is not going to be Johnny Depp
and
Amber Heard.
I would think.
No.
Yeah.
I would think that doesn't go very far. But who knows? I mean, who knows?
Good for this guy for fighting back,
both of them have deep pockets, so who knows?
Yeah. Good for this guy for fighting back. Because I thought he was done after she came out with that stuff. I'm like, this had to be pretty bad for her to talk about this out in public.
Yeah.
You know?
Having the text that she put forward with his like team being like, oh, yeah, we have the stories that'll bury her. Just say, give the word and we'll put it out to our. But like, I have a legal background. How do you put that on paper, on text, is beyond me.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Who thinks that?
Yep.
That's a good idea.
Never done. Text. Just do it.
Mike from Nugatuck.
Good morning, everyone.
Morning.
So I really wish Quentin Tarantino and Rob Zombie would actually team up for a movie.
Nice.
That'd be cool.
Yeah.
Be a lot of blood.
They're like-minded.
They're like-minded, but they're two total opposite sides of the spectrum when it comes to like gore and horror.
Mm, that's true. What did you think of Rob Zombie's Halloweens?
I think it was great. I think he did a great job with the recasting and just, you know, kind of following the same storyline, but, you know, making his own tweaks to it. And
great soundtracks.
It's true.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, that too.
The beginning of two. Oh, my God.
Great. It was great. It was probably one of the best parts of Halloween.
I really wish Quentin Tarantino would actually come back for something. And
he's doing one more movie.
That's it.
Allegedly. Yeah.
You don't think that's true?
I think he's very smart and he's very wise at how he markets himself. And I think it's a good idea to say the guy that's never gotten his best director Oscar, never gotten his best picture actor, to go out and say, I'm only doing one more. I got one more in me.
Oh, okay.
And then he gets his Oscar.
Ah, so you don't believe him.
Yeah.
And nor do I want it to be true either. I love Tarantino.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. No.
He won't stop. He's a real artist. Yeah.
You know. You think?
Yeah. I mean, between Pulp Fiction, Reservoir Dogs, Django. All of his good ones. Django,
great.
The Hateful Eight.
Kill Bill.
Yes. Oh, yeah. So good.
So underrated.
Yeah.
Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
I also played a great,
my favorite movie.
pulled a great part in that.
Cool.
And Death Proof.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. Yeah, that's right.
You know?
Yeah.
I mean, Kurt Russell is like a washed up stunt guy with the icy hot jacket on. I'm like, come on.
Stuntman Mike.
That's right. What's your brother's name? Stuntman, what was it?
I don't remember.
What was the brother's name?
He's Oscar.
Like, my brother's Stuntman Brad or whatever. I'm like, okay, that makes sense. All right, Mike. Thanks, man.
Yeah, man. Thank you.
David from Long Island.
Hey, what's going on?
Hello.
You guys are forgetting some. Like, Kraven the Hunter was just out like a month ago. Now, I don't know if it was really good because I didn't get to see it. But from the comic books, he has kind of, I mean, he's supposed to be this pop YouTube star that goes hunting after animals and he takes his crew with him. But he ends up going after Spider-Man's head. So his whole thing is he wants to cut off his head and mount it.
No.
Yeah, it got killed at the box office.
I didn't get to see it, I don't know if it was good or not. I mean, from the comic books, it was pretty compelling.
Yeah, it got killed as a movie, and then Sony backed away from doing any kind of Spider-Man stuff going forward.
He lost James Bond for it.
Yeah, that's true. It's not about Spider-Man yet, but Kraven the Hunter came out like 2 months ago.
Right, yeah. Didn't do
or a month ago.
He was up for James Bond.
Didn't do any good.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. When you lose your studio $400 million, you're not going to win awards for it.
Yeah. No. Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah. Fortunately.
Okay. Kraven the Hunter. I'm going to write that down as a movie to watch, though. That sounds fun.
I thought it would be good. I mean, this guy was like crazy. He buried Spider-Man at one point, drugged him and buried him.
Oh, he's a great character. Absolutely. He's a great comic book character.
He's like a nut.
Did you say he goes hunting for Spider-Man's head?
That's what it leads to, but this is just how he becomes Kraven the Hunter.
Okay, it's the beginning of the story.
Yeah.
All right.
Never been done before in superhero.
But you know what? Marvel's done a lot of good ones that were just for Marvel. Disney, like Moon Knight, was very, very creative.
Yeah.
It was a very good show. Werewolf by Night.
Oh,
that's another Marvel hero that didn't get any applause, and it was excellent. It was very weird.
Who did Abe Lincoln Vampire Hunter or something
like that? Timur Bekmambetov?
Was that worth seeing?
That was pretty good, too.
I mean,
I don't remember who did it, though.
You just want a party on a Friday night,
right?
Yeah,
but,
yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
All right, thank you, brother. Appreciate it. Call in a movie that is awesome that no one has ever seen. I have one I'm going to recommend, and we're going to write all these down because you know what I spend most of the time doing, and it spends almost as much time. You know exactly what I'm going to say.
Mm-hmm.
When it's couch night, and you're like, "What am I going to watch?" And you could Google your ass off, and none of these lists matter. Mm-hmm. They're all paid for.
Yep.
They're all junk.
You just spend hours scrolling,
right,
just as long as you would watching the movie.
Real movie people should come up with here's what you watch.
Yeah.
And until you're done with this list, you don't have to Google anymore.
Yeah.
I spend hours digging up, and you know, I got to come up with options for the wife.
Of course.
Right?
Of course.
So it's like, okay, is it this one? Is it that one? Yep. Is it this one? And then she'll ultimately pick, and then we'll watch it.
Right.
So think of that. Call that in now, 203-882-9757. And real quick, we're going to run through what you think, just one of each, okay?
Okay.
Best pick.
We know what we want to see or what should be?
What should be.
I'm standing by Nosferatu. No.
Nosferatu. Yeah.
Nosferatu.
Sing Sing. Sing Sing. People should see Sing Sing.
Sing Sing?
Sing Sing.
True story. True story about Sing Sing prison and a theater program there where, go figure, all of the cast made up of the graduates of the program.
Wow.
The actors that graduated the theater program.
Yeah.
Great
same
story.
Very cool concept.
Great story.
I'm interested.
Cool. Colin Domingo.
Best actor.
Chalamet's going to win it. We know.
It's a weird year for best actor.
Best actress.
Demi's going to win it, but we wish Florence Pugh. Pam Anderson.
Wow.
Last show, girl. Yeah.
How about that?
Director?
Brady Corbet's going to win.
It's going to be the guy from
the He made a four-hour movie for $10 million. The independent spirit is alive and well.
But that's pretty cool.
Alex Garland from Civil War, we liked.
I was going to suggest Civil War, yep.
Arkasha Stevenson from The First Omen. You guys like the Omen movies?
I was going to pick, yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Director? Oh, I just did. Sporting actor?
So Culkin's going to win.
And that is a good movie, and not enough people did see it, a real pain. It's like this buddy travel movie going back to, Jesse Eisenberg was the director of it. It has real to do with his roots, going back to the internment camps that his family actually comes from, and his family in the movie comes from as well. It's a buddy movie, him and his younger cousin, Kieran Culkin, from Succession there. Culkin's going to win the Oscar, like Mike said, for supporting actor, but that's another movie not enough people have seen that people, I think, would genuinely love.
Brian Tyree Henry from The Fire Inside would be my sleeper pick. One of the best actors on the planet right now, plays the trainer of Clarissa T. Shields, two-time gold medalist boxer. Pretty solid movie, great performance.
Supporting actress?
So,
who cares?
Rooting for Jamie Lee Curtis.
From The Last Showgirl. The Last Showgirl.
Jamie Lee Curtis.
Yeah, she is a very un-Jamie Lee Curtis type performance, but she's great in it.
Oh, awesome.
Cool.
All right, let's go around the room now. A movie no one's seen that everyone should see. All right, Ruth, we're going to need you for this one. We'll take a couple calls, too. Chris on the road.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey.
One movie I really enjoyed was The Jacket with Adrian Brody.
Oh.
The Jacket.
Intense.
Yeah.
Is that a good one?
Yeah.
Christopher Opperson's in it, and it's about I think he's a Vietnam vet, and he's, like, tortured at, like, insane asylum or something like that.
Mm.
But it was really good.
Great. Thank you. Yeah, we're gonna move real quick here. Rebecca.
Hey, guys. Everyone should watch Kneecap. It's on Netflix.
Oh, yeah.
Great suggestion.
Michael Fassbender. It's a true story about this Irish rap hip-hop duo. It's got sex. It's got drugs. It's got hip-hop. It's a great friggin' movie. I've binged it like 20 times already in the last 2 weeks.
I just wrote it down. It's on my list.
It's a great friggin' movie.
Yep. Thank you.
Thank you. Bethany.
Hey, guys. Good morning.
Good morning.
I'm going to say Boondock Saints. I know probably a lot of people.
Great movie. Classic.
Movie. Awesome movie.
Yep.
Awesome movie. Yes.
Love it. Second one wasn't, it was all right, but first one always
hard to live up to that first one.
Yeah.
Yes, I agree. That should be on the list. If you haven't seen it, you should see Boondock Saints.
The toilet scene in the beginning alone.
Right.
Yep.
Great.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
All right. Thank you. All right. Let's go around the room. Emily?
This is an old VHS classic that I grew up on, Now and Then, with Rosie O'Donnell. It's about group of four girls. It's so classic. Yeah. It has, what's his face, Brendan Fraser, before the Mummy came out, was in it.
Okay.
He plays like a supporting role. It's just fun. Great soundtrack of like classic songs from the 60s, too. So good.
AJ?
Primal Fear, Edward Norton and Richard Gere. This is a great movie.
Norton on the map.
Yeah, at the end will twist you.
Yeah.
Okay.
Great ending.
Didn't see it coming at all.
Mike?
In honor of one of my favorite movies. If my favorite movie's not Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, it's this, and it's in honor of David Lynch, who just passed, but Mulholland Drive, one of my all-time favorite movies.
Love that movie. Would have been one of the best movies ever made if they figured out how to end it.
Yeah, there is. He still should have won Best Director for it back in the day. I mean, that's peak David Lynch.
Yeah.
And going back to what, Emily, you were talking about, I love comedies, so Uncle Buck.
Oh, yes!
But everyone has seen that, no?
I am him, and I want everybody to love him.
Just wanted the moment to self-report.
I love me. Self-report. From this year, though, like, we were talking about Tarantino, like, Strange Darling. Go watch Strange Darling,
yes,
people.
Yes, really?
That's a weird, twisty, thriller.
All right,
right, write it down. Yes, for sure.
Ruth?
One of my favorites, Bride of Chucky.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah, Ruth.
Was that a Cookie Romano?
That is a great, great movie. Like, it truly is a great movie.
Yep.
Okay. Wrote it down. I'm going to put forward Man Bites Dog.
Okay.
Anyone ever see this?
No.
It's an independent movie. It was made in, like, 1992.
Right.
And it's, in French. And it's about a hitman who goes around killing people. And it's like a comedy / documentary, fake documentary.
Right.
It's fun.
Nice.
No one has ever seen it, you know, right?
We haven't seen it.
That's a good call.
No, exactly.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Man Bites Dog.
Man Bites Dog.
Yep. You'll thank me.
Okay.
Nice.
Or you'll say, I want my hours back.
I have to read subtitles, Chad.
Yeah.
I have to read?
I don't want
to
read.
All right, Mike. And Mike, thank you.
Yay.
Thank you, guys.
We'll talk to you before the Oscars.
Absolutely.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.